You are bigger than what people say. Jehovah, bigger than what people. That's why we call you Jehovah. El Shaddai, you are bigger than what people. That's why we call you Jehovah. El Shaddai, you are bigger than what people say. Adonai, we worship you. Oh yes, Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Oh yeah, Adonai, Adonai. Worship you, we worship you, Son of God, Son of God, you are so good, like you are Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name, your dominion is forevermore. Covenant keeping God, hey, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega Jesus, there is no covenant keeping God, covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega Jehovah, there is no one like you. You are my Lord, you are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The push the button I never consume. What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord, you are my Lord, you are my Lord, you are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul, the most abundant and never consumed. What shall I render to you, O Lord? Baba, we bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Eyini Baba, Toto Baba, Eyini Baba, Soju Baba, Noya Eyini Baba. Toto Baba, Eyini Baba, Soju Baba, Noya Eyini Baba. Toto Baba, Eyini Baba, Soju Baba, Noya Eyini Baba. Toto Baba, Eyini Baba. Don't you Baba, yes, I need it. Just worship the name of the Lord. It's worthy of my praise. Thank you for all what you have been doing in your life. Eyini Baba, Toto Baba, Eyini Baba, Toto Baba, Eyini Baba, Toto Baba, Eyini Baba. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. to sing your praises, Lord. I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you reign in my life. I'm so glad you reign in my life. I'm so glad you came to save me. So I'm so glad you came to save me. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. By death you paid, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Worship him. Jehovah is his name. Is I am that I am, the lily of valley, the bright and morning star, the one that was, that is to come. Let me begin to bless his holy name. He's worthy of our praise. There's no lack of him. Jehovah is his name. He can never change. Unchangeable changer. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forevermore. El Shaddai, in your body, in the name of Jesus, you don't worship him, he's worthy to be praised. I thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mighty hand. Thank you for your grace that is more than sufficient. Thank you for anointing that destroys every yoke. Thank you for your mercy that endures forever. Thank you for your name that is above every other name. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lift up the word to worship him. Declare his majesty. He's worthy to be praised. There is no lack unto him. Without him, we are finished. God is all in all. Over our children, we say thank you very much. Over our family, we say thank you very much. Over our health, we say thank you very much. For food on our table, we say thank you very much. Thank you, Jesus. He's the one that gives his promises. Thank you. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Father, you say you anoint our head with oil and our cup runneth over. Thank you for these wonderful promises that our head has been anointed in the name of Jesus. Worship tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The Bible says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tears and go ran away. But while you are sleeping, many things have been gone wrong. For God has been preserving us. He said, that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's thank you because you are under that shadow. Your children, your grandchildren, they are under the shadow of the Almighty. If not for God that been on our side, what shall our Israel be saying now? Just thank you. Lift up your voice and worship him. A thousand tongues is not enough to worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your majesty. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, that want to start again my prayer tonight, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask God for mercy. Father, be merciful. Only what shall for me? He said, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and there is no truth in us. Open your mouth and tell God, anywhere you have gone wrong, open your mouth and tell God to repent. Tonight is the day of repentance. Open your mouth and tell God, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination before the Lord. Open your mouth and declare to them, only what shall for me? Say, have mercy upon me. upon us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. In any way I've said what I need not to say. In any way I've acted the way I'm supposed not to act. Father, please forgive me. In the name of Jesus, open your altar prayers. The only interest of your prayer tonight is the sin of sin in our life. Father, cleanse us. Nobody, no bronze. No, nothing can wash away sins except the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, wash us this tonight. I begin to plead the blood of Jesus over your environment, over this network. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our neighbor tonight. Blood of Jesus. Open your blood. I soak this environment and your environment with the blood of Jesus. Open your blood. Father, we cover this environment with the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Super blood of Jesus. Come and deliver us. Ah, Oduwa, precious blood of Calvary. Come and deliver us. Super blood of Jesus. Super blood of Jesus. Ah, come and deliver us. Ah, precious, oh, precious blood of Calvary. Come and deliver. Amen. Say heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. In the name of Jesus, declare your heaven open over your prayer tonight. Aha! My sister, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, enough is enough. Your heaven must open. In the name of Jesus, Father, heaven over my prayer tonight. I declare my heaven open. In the name of Jesus, my heaven must open. My heaven open up by fire. My heaven, oh yeah. Declare your own heaven open. Until your heaven is open, prayer does not go anywhere. Declare your heaven open. Every principality, every power, every rulers of darkness in high places, in my prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, not tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, let my heaven open. Let my heaven open tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, I take authority over every principalities and power in my environment. Open your mouth and pray. Every rulers of darkness, every satanic animal that is only blocking us as a prayer, I take authority over you tonight. In the name of Jesus, every power that has worked so hard in the hours of the day in order to block my prayer tonight, oh yeah, be arrested. In the name of Jesus, pray. Be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. Let them be arrested. Be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus. Be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Amen. 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 You are going to pray this prayer and pray loud and clear. Fire the first arrow like this. Say, my father. In tonight's prayer line, answer me by fire. Pray. Tell God to answer you tonight. You have been crying to God. You have been asking God, when will my story change? Father, please answer me tonight. Father, answer me tonight. Tell God to answer you. My brother, my sister, you are on your own tonight. Pray. Father, answer me tonight. Answer your name in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Tell God to answer you. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray the first 7 prayer points. I don't want anybody to joke with this prayer at all. I want you to pray seriously whether it makes sense to you or not. Because there is somebody on the line tonight. Whether you like it or not, I decree to your life, you will end this year better than the way you started. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter the rage of the enemy. It doesn't matter how they are fighting their night. It doesn't matter what they are planning their night. The Bible says, surely they shall gather, but not by you. Whoever gather together against you, whoever gather together against your joy, against your children, against your marriage, against your career, against your work, in the name of Jesus, they shall fall for your sake. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will fall for your sake. Aha. Pray this prayer loud and clear. We always sing one song. He said, when I go, into any battle in the name of Jesus. I am a winner and I go into any battle in the name of Jesus. I am a winner when I go into any battle in the name of Jesus. I am a winner and I go into any battle in the name of Jesus. I am a winner when I go into any battle in the name of Jesus. I am a winner when I go into any battle. You are not going to lift up a voice loud and clear. You have declared that when you are going into any battle, it doesn't matter the number of weapons they brought. You are already a winner. Declare this one loud and clear. Say, any power that has gathered together to turn my life upside down. Hey, you are a liar. Scatter, 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 scatter. Open your mouth and pray. Where they run, they gather together to turn your life upside down. In the name of Jesus, oh, you scatter them now. Oh, you scatter them now. Oh, yeah, aha. My brother, pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, oh, you scatter, 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 scatter. In the name, aha. Da-da-da-da-da, pray, pray. Fly, scatter, scatter, scatter. Scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, scatter them down. In the name of Jesus, scatter them down. Anywhere they gather together. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Aha, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. I want to pray number two. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, any wicked power rising up in the hours of the night in order to mess up my life. Hey, you are a liar. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Open your heart and pray in the name of Jesus. That is it, that is it. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Any power rising up in the hours of the night in order to press satanic prayer against me. Oh, you have been wasted. 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 Aha. In the name of Jesus, any power rising up in the hours of the night against my family, against my job, against your marriage, against your moving forward, against your workplace. Oh, yeah, pray. They shall scatter. They shall die. They shall scatter. They shall die. In the name of Jesus, they shall die. Open your mouth and pray. Any power rising up in the hours of the night in order to pray satanic prayer against my family, against my career, against my joy, against your future, against your children, they shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Listen to me. Psalm 56 verse 9. Psalm 56 verse 9. He said, when I cry unto the Lord, then shall my enemy turn back. Beloved, some enemy will not turn back until you cry. He said, for this I know God is with me. I am praying for somebody here. Hey, in the name that is above every other name, every enemy that says you will never move forward, every enemy that has been employed full time in the coven to make sure they sit on your case, they are lied. If your heaven is loud, as you cry to the Lord tonight, they shall turn back. In the name of Jesus, they shall turn back. They shall turn back. He said, when I pray unto the Lord, my enemies shall turn back. For this I know for certain that God is with me. You are going to pray today. If you believe that God is with you, no matter what you are passing through, shout this one loud and clear. Say, whoever has been hired to destroy my life, destroy yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Anyone hired to destroy my life, oh yeah, destroy yourself. Oh yeah, destroy yourself. Oh yeah, destroy yourself. Oh yeah, destroy yourself. Oh, you have destroyed yourself. Oh, you have destroyed yourself. Pray. In the name of, pray for yourself. Yes, 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 yes. Anyone hired to destroy my life, oh, yeah, destroy yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, everyone hired to destroy my children, everyone hired to destroy my job, anyone hired to destroy my ministry, anyone hired to destroy my blessing, oh, yeah, destroy yourself. Oh, yeah, destroy yourself. My sister, pray that prayer. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Today is your day of deliverance. Pray that prayer. You say, when you turn to the Lord and cry to the Lord, say your enemies shall turn back. For this I know, God is with you. Open your heart and pray. Your enemy must turn back. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one for yourself. This one is very dangerous. Shout this one loud and clear, beloved. Look at what scripture says. Psalms 56 verse 9. It says, when I cry to the Lord. So if you are too gentle, you are not settle. He said, when I cry to the Lord, so shall my enemy turn back. For this I know that God is with me. He said, if God be for you, nobody can be against you. You are going to pray this up for yourself loud and clear. Say, any wicked power that has gathered together to ruin my life. They want to ruin my family, to ruin my ministry, to ruin my children, to ruin my family. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus, any power that gather together to ruin your life, to ruin your children's life, to ruin your families, oh, you scatter them now. In the name of Jesus, my mother, please pray that prayer. My sister, pray that prayer. My brother, don't jump in that prayer. Your life will move forward. You will not be ruined. In the name of Jesus, help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, any power that has gathered together to ruin my life, oh, you scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your hand, brother. Aha! Zetele brosoto makaya mama. Jekele bemo, baseke tebo. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I got a message now from someone that the nephew is missing for a week. But tonight, the Bible says, when two of you shall agree on anything on earth, it shall be established in heaven. Therefore, I decree by the mandate of heaven, with the agreement for everyone connected to this life tonight, within now and the next 7 days, that child shall be found. In the mighty name of Jesus. As if you know what we are talking about today. We're talking about what the enemy has stolen from you. I repeat that prayer. Whatever they have stolen from your family, whatever is missing that need to make your joy full, today by the power in the blood of Jesus, you shall recover. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray for yourself. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every garment of sorrow, every garment of shame and disgrace, designed for me and my family, scatter my fire. Pray. Help yourself, my sister. In the name of Jesus, the garment of shame, the garment of sorrow, the garment of shame and disgrace. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Aha! Pray. Scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. That's it. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes. Pray. In the every time of sorrow. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say this all loud and clear. Say spiritual padlock that has tied down my life. Hear the words of the Lord. Scatter by fire. pray. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every pattern that they have used to tie down your marriage, every pattern that they have used to tie down your children, every pattern that they have used to tie down your life, oh, you are scattered now. Oh, you are scattered now. Oh, you are scattered now. Oh, you are scattered. I see somebody deliver with a prayer. Pray that prayer seriously. In the name of Jesus, your life must move forward. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. You must move forward. You must make progress. You must move forward. You must make progress. You must move forward. You must make progress. You must move forward. I must move it. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. Anyone that has issued any curse against you while you are young, and the curse is waiting for a certain age to manifest your life. Hear the word of the Lord. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 37. He said, who seeth and come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Therefore tonight, any evil word, whether careless word from your father's stepwife or whatever that has issued against you, if your amen is loud, I reverse the curse in the name of Jesus. Be reversed in the name of Jesus. Aha. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. You are going to pray. Say, every wall of Jericho standing between me and my promised land. Many of us, our marriage is our promised land. Many of us, our career is our promised land. Many of us, our business to get to a certain level, your target is our promised land. So some of us, there are something that our promised land, but I don't know what your own promised land is. But there is a place you desire. How I wish I do this. How I wish I do that. That place of desire is your promised land. But there is a wall of Jericho that need to collapse for your own to move to your promised land. I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every name, before the end of this September to remember, you will cross to your promised land in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every one of Jericho standing between me and my promised land, you are a liar scattered by fire. Aha! Help yourself tonight. Oh, you are scattered them now. Oh, you are scattered them now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you are scattered. Open your water veins. One of Jericho standing between me and my promised land. Oh, you are scattered now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you are scattered now. Help yourself tonight. Oh, you are scattered now. Mommy, pray that prayer. Daddy, pray that prayer. You must move forward. You must make progress. Open your water veins. You must make progress. Aha! No more stagnancy in your life. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes. I beg you, pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here. Hey, this is strange. That the spirit of shame and embarrassment that have already overshadowed your life, that is waiting for manifestation. I am saying this one as an oracle of the Most High God to decree that in the name that is above every other name, the Bible says, instead of shame, you shall receive double honor. Therefore, anyone that prepares shame for you, anyone that wants to embarrass you, anyone that wants to shed evil tears, in the name that is above every other name, power will change hand tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that person. You will not be put to shame. 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 Your children will never be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Many of us, our miracles are already concluded. Concluded miracles. They have designed it. But there are some powers that hide at the gate and the entrance of that miracle. The Bible says a great and effectual door is open unto you. But there are many adversaries. The adversaries are waging war day and night to make sure you don't get into that grave. I am praying for somebody here. Every power that has determined to overturn your concluded miracle. Every power that has determined to say no to the yes of God in your life. Any power that has determined to silence your testimony. If your heaven is loud seven or time, if your heaven is louder than anybody, he shall be wasted tonight. It shall be wasted. It shall be wasted. It shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus. That is it. You are going to pray. Say powers. That is determined to overcome my concluded miracle. You are Elijah! In the name of Jesus, by concluding miracle, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the power that is determined to overcome my concluding miracle, they shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus. Look at what you yes. Oh, prayer. Yes. Aha, yes. That's it. In Jesus' name, we are. Just pray this prayer loud and clear. Say every hour. I found my new the part I've heard about the message is going to be the head about the new promotion, the head about the new manager, the head about the new promotion. They have heard about it already, and they are determined to say over their dead body with the compass. I beg somebody. I want to pray that prayer seriously. Say powers that have heard about their dead body with us. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Anyone that suffered their dead body, will your miracle come to pass? Address it once and for all. In the name of Jesus. My sister, pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. God is helping the power that has heard about my concluded miracle, and they say, oh my God, we will it come to pass? Oh, you have been wasted. Oh, you have been look at what you're doing. Help yourself, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha. That's it. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. My life must move forward. Enough of stagnancy. I must make progress. Open your heart and pray. Any power that has ended about my concluded miracle, and they are deep. They are putting their hand in their chest. We need the box. Let me tell you one thing. In Psalm 11, verse 2, the Bible says the enemy fired it at the righteous. It doesn't matter whether you sin or not, it doesn't matter. They fired the arrow at the righteous. If you don't believe me, go and read the story of Job chapter 1. The Bible says Job was an upright man. He feared the Lord and he ensued evil. So it was an upright man, but yet the enemy are so determined that they're going to ruin the life of Job. I am praying for somebody here. Any power that is determined to ruin your life, any power that wants to turn your life upside down, any power that knows that something good is happening in your life and they are not happy about it, they know that you are making progress with your children and they want to overturn it. If your heaven is out, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed in Jesus' name. We are praying. We are going to turn into prayer. I don't know what is making you happy. I don't know what you joy. But I remember turning to look at 11 verse 7. The widow of Nain had only one son. She was a widow. That means the husband is dead. The only thing making that happy was this, that single child. They did not go to ask that. Those that have 15 children, those that have extra marriage children, they don't go there. They went to the house that have only one child. Trouble for anybody here, no, 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 geez, they shall be wasted past that want to tamper with my joy. Hey. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Up your power that want to tamper with your joy. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus, every your business, I want to tamper with your health. Open your prayer in the name of Jesus. Address it once and for all. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. We are praying. Amen. 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 Let's pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, "My Father, my Father, my Father." Open your mouth and tell God, "Father, let my glory shine tonight in the name of Jesus." Open your mouth and pray, "Father, let my glory shine. Let my glory shine. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus." Father, let my glory shine. Oluwa, let my glory shine. Aye, let my glory shine. Tell God tonight to let your own glory shine. Your glory of your children, it must shine tonight in the name of Jesus. My glory must shine. 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 Open your heart and pray. Your glory must shine in the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. We are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's open our Bible quickly to Amen. Today we are praying for glory must manifest. We are about to Psalm 3 verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for sharing the video. Amen. Amen. Yes, Psalm 3, verse 1. We're praying God restore. Beloved, I want you to listen very carefully to this message of the Lord. Restore my glory. Thank you. let my glory, restore my glory. Now it happened, verse 1, when David and his men came to Ziklag, and on the third day, the Amalekites invaded the site of Ziklag, and they attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire. And are taking captive all the women and those who are with them there, from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. I don't know what this share the grace in tonight's prayer. That thing will totally be restored in the name of Jesus. And so Davis and his men came to the city. Look at what they did. Strategy number one. And they were, then he was burned. Burned with fire, and all their wives, all their sons, all their daughters are taken captive. I decree today, anyone that wants to tamper with the glory of your marriage, anyone that wants to kill your sons, anyone that wants to kill your daughters, anywhere that wants to make them captive, if your heaven is loud, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. And David and the people, the Bible says, David and the people who are with him lifted up their voice instead of them to pray. What did they do? They wept very well until they had no power to weep again. Unfortunately, weeping does not stop bring solution to their problem. But what did they do? David inquired of the Lord. He asked God a question. Sometimes you need to take some battles to God. I say, God, what should I do about and God say, he says, shall I pursue? Because I don't want any answer from somebody. You want to come. And David and the two wives, and the Jezreel, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, and the Carmelite, they are taken captive. And David was greatly distressed, for they were grieved, every man for his sons and the daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. He strengthened himself. My brother, my sister, there will be time where we will be so down as if prayer is God. All what you need to do at that junction is to encourage yourself. David encouraged himself. David strengthened himself in the Lord. In that sense, if you look at verse 17 down in the ground, he said, then David attacked. After receiving instruction from the Lord, I've jumped from 6 to 17 now. All of my time. He attacked them at twilight, until the evening of the next day, not a man escaped except 400 young men who rode camel and fled on their way. 400 of them. And verse 18, that is the most interesting part of this passage. The Bible says, so David recovered all, not some, all that the Amalekite has taken away. And David rescued his two wives, and nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, whether small sons or daughter, whether small or anything which have been taken from them. The Bible said David recovered all. I don't know your name tonight, but I prophesy as the anointing of God upon this mountain meeting tonight, you will recover everything that has been stolen from you in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You will recover all. 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 You will recover all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, beloved, amen. He recovered everything. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 19. There's another story there. Now, his daughter-in-law, Phineas's wife, was with the child. We don't know. I'll come back to this in a minute. Beloved, when they talk about recover all, I want to focus on glory today. Many glories have been stolen. Many people's glory have been taken away. But the good thing is that once you can call upon the name of the Lord, you can recover all what the enemy has stolen from you. Let me pray prayer for somebody here. I don't know what they have stolen from your life. Some of us, they have stolen our peace in marriage. Some of us, it's always battle when you sleep. Some of us, it's always from one hospital to the other. Some of us, it's always no job today, no job tomorrow. Some of us, there are so many things going on in our life that they have stolen from us. But today, the God of total recovery, in this sense, recover some. He said he recovered all. As David recovered all through the help of the Lord, before we share the grace into next prayer, you shall recover all in the name of Jesus. Beloved, some people's glory have been taken away. Let me explain something to you. The beauty of glory to manifest. For instance, of toothbrush is to use to brush your teeth. What is the point on you buying a toothbrush and keeping it to your without using it? The glory was there, but it was not manifesting. Aeroplane is there to fly. You are there to make an impact in this generation, but they, God, will destroy the agenda.
Amen.
Another thing I want you to understand is that the glory is your battle. Beloved, when your glory is very, very big, and the enemy do everything to make sure that the glory was tampered with. So I pray for somebody here. I Lord, I made David.
Amen.
When your battle, when your glory is very big, the battle will be very big. There is nobody that will see a madman on the street and they say, that man is my cousin. No, he has no glory. But when Obama was the president of America, you see some people in Kenya say, I was related to the mother, which is a cousin of the uncle of one of related. Why? Because he was carrying glory. Many of us, everybody to manifest glory, but thank God for himself. He stood with God and his glory was recovered. And some powers might have glory, but they will do everything possible that glory will not shine. That's why you see some children, they will start very well, they will do everything very well. Suddenly, they just change their mind, Dad, I'm not going to school anymore. Why? They want to tamper with that glory. Dad, you know what? I want to move from being a man to be a gay. That is a glory. They have been seeing that tomorrow will be good. They just want to change it. Today I pray. Any power that has tampered with glory of anyone in your family, before we share the grace tonight, you shall recover the glory back. In the name of Jesus. When the glory is not manifesting, things go wrong in that person's life. Imagine. How can a first class student be in the hospital day and night, 24/7? How will such glory manifest? What's wrong with you? They don't understand. And he was a first class student in the university. They did not stop the person from going to uni, but they will stop the person. You know what? After uni, you do nothing good in life anymore. Today I decree, any glory in your father's house that has tampered with your glory or your glory of your children, if your heaven is loud, the ground will open up and swallow them tonight in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, when there are things go wrong in your life, it might be poverty, failure, when the glory is not resting, there is always setback, pain, disappointment, even shame, because the glory is not manifesting. It's like the first of the family, and then this, and that is the show to you now. Although you can't believe what they are by the glory that you are in the name of Jesus. Some things that's a problem. They elongate your battle in life. They delay everything you want to do. They delay you to go to primary school. They delay you to go to secondary school. They delay you to do everything. But listen to me, my brother. All what I can tell you tonight, that David recovered all. You too, you will recover your glory. In the name of Jesus. How do I know? Some prayers can be delayed. Daniel chapter 10 verse 13. Daniel chapter 10 verse 13, we're talking about Daniel. Daniel prayed for 21 days, but there was a prince of Persia that withheld Daniel's prayer for 21 days. Thank God he did not keep quiet. He recovered those things. He got what he was praying for. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, you will recover all. Not so more. I am saying to somebody here, you shall recover all. In the name of Jesus. And another thing I'm about glory. Some glories can be diverted. They can be diverted. Anyone that God has destined to be a medical doctor, when they can divert that glory to go and do engineering, that's why the person will keep struggling from A to Z in that engineering course. I remember when I was young, I told my father, being the first science student in the whole family, daddy said, Shegun, I said, sir, I want you to do medicine. I said, daddy, Bible says, honor your father and your mother. For your days to be long, and I don't want to die young. I want to honor you that. For on one condition, daddy, I will follow your instruction. No, if I then go and do that medicine, by year two, I will fail. They will bring me a gold. He said, why? I'm not professing you. I will fail because there is a particular subject I don't like at all, biology. I don't like it. And that is the core of medicine. If I go for it, I will fail. And I said, what do you want? I said, let me go and do mathematics. Today, mathematics has taken me everywhere to the glory of God. Glory diversion. If I have obeyed them, which if I do not explain myself, I followed, I said, I will honor what you said, but there's a condition. If I fail, don't blame me. And they said, why is Shegun? And I explained to him, that thing would have diverted my glory. That is diversion of glory. Listen to me. When Joseph took his sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, to go and meet the father when he was about to die, Jacob, he said, daddy, go and bless this my children. These are the two children of God. Bless them. The Bible said, the man in Genesis chapter 48, he swap his hand. He put the right one on Ephraim and put the left one on Manasseh. Joseph said, daddy, although the man was blind, he said, daddy, not so. He said, no. Joseph, I know. He said, he too will prosper, but his younger shall be better than him. That glory was diverted. I don't know who has diverted your glory in your father's house. In the name of Jesus, you shall recover your glory back. In the name of Jesus, you shall recover back. You shall recover back. You shall recover back. You shall recover back. In the name of Jesus, some glories can depart. Look, they say the glory has departed. What is law? The glory has departed. That is the first Samuel that we read earlier. First Samuel chapter 4, verse 19. He said, Ichabod, why? For the glory has departed. He said, now the daughters and the sons of Israel. Amen. The glory has what? Departed. I pray for somebody here. Any power that has taken away your glory, they shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. Some glory have been departed. They have left where they are supposed to be. They have left their comfort zone where they are supposed to be. They have departed. They have departed glory. They have left them completely. In 1 Samuel that I want to read just now, in 1 Samuel chapter 19, let me show you quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 19. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 19, chapter 4, verse 19. Listen to this. There are some glory that can depart. He said, now the daughters-in-law of Phineas, who was with child, was due to deliver. Listen, the daughter-in-law was due to deliver. And when she heard the news of the ark of God had been captured, and the father-in-law and her husband were also there, look at the three bad news. The ark of covenant was captured. The father-in-law and her husband were dead. And the woman was in labor. I pray for somebody here. Evil shall not befall your family in the name of Jesus. She bowed down with pain and gave birth for her labor pain and came upon her. And verse 20, and the time of her death, Every woman here that is pregnant, I decree in the name of Jesus, you shall not die. You shall not die. But live and declare the word of God. He said, about the time of her death, the woman who stood with her husband, he said, do not fear, for you have born a son. And she did not answer. She began it. And the name of the child is called Ichabod. Have you ever seen anybody they call Ichabod? He said the name of the child is called Ichabod. Why? Saying the glory has departed from Israel. So it is possible for some glory to depart. But anyone here that their glory has been departed, you are operating in another frequency. In the name of Jesus, you shall recover your glory back tonight. In the name of Jesus, some glory can be terminated. How do I know that? In 1 Kings 4, the story of Gehazi, the glory was departed. When he collected what he was supposed to refuse, all his generation, they faced the consequence and the glory was departed. My brother, my sister. And lastly, glory can turn to shame. Glory can turn to shame. I have prayed for somebody here. Your glory will not. So the prayer we want to pray now is to pray to recover our glory. Get yourself ready. 7 prayer points quickly in about 5 minutes. I don't want to waste time at all. I know we've gone beyond the time, but let us pray this prayer point loud. They are very important prayer we need to pray. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Wherever my glory has been buried, I recover them to never fire. Oh, yeah, pray. Aha. Pray for yourself and your children in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Pray for your children one by one. Mention their names, that their glory must come back to them. What God has destined concerning them must come back. Their glory is their destiny. It's what God has written concerning them. Open your mouth and pray. The glory of your children will not fail. In the name of Jesus, my glory shall be recovered. I recover my glory. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus name, we pray. Beloved, Gio told us a story before. He said there was a naming ceremony whereby two people were in that naming ceremony of a baby. They were almost fighting. You take 4. You take 3. You take 4. They were arguing. He said, no, I'll take 5. You take 2. It was that argument became something big. Why are they fighting? People now inquire. He said, the baby they are carrying has 7 glory. And 2 of them that came for the naming, two of them were witches. So they want to share the glory of that baby while they are doing the naming ceremony. Pray this prayer point loud and clear. I beg you, don't say it doesn't concern you. Say, the first aunt which carried me when I was a baby. And I've tried to swallow my glory. Hear the word of the Lord. I recover my glory back. Open your mouth and pray. Anyone present on my ministry ceremony, it might be the reason why you are fighting this battle. Open your mouth and pray. Your glory must shine. Your glory must shine. Your glory must shine. Your glory must shine. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Your glory must shine. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. The Bible says, the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah was able to see the Lord. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. Isaiah was operated as a prophet, but could not see the Lord until King Uzziah died. You are going to pray. Any King Uzziah in my family that need to die for my glory to shine, what are you living for? Die! You know why we are praying a prayer. Any king Uzziah that need to die for my glory to shine in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, pray. The glory of your life must come out of her. In the name of Jesus. God has got some deposits inside your life. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lay your hands on your head as you pray this prayer. Say, my glory. What are you doing in the cage of witchcraft? Jump out and locate me in the name of Jesus. Oluwa, let my glory locate me in the name of Jesus. What are you doing in the pit of witchcraft? Oh, you locate me. Arise and locate me. Arise and locate me. Arise and locate me in the name of Jesus. Arise and locate me in the name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha. You are going to pray this secret prayer. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. After tonight's prayer, reveal to me where my glory has been stolen in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and tell God to reveal to you where your glory has been stolen. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, reveal to me anywhere they have tied down my glory. Father, reveal to me. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Two more prayer points. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every strange power that has determined to catch my glory for life. Hey, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, every power that has determined to get your glory for life, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. Aha. Look at what's going on. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So if you are here tonight, you are believing God and God, this my glory must change. You need to come to life back and pray this last prayer point. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, I say, arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of God is risen upon you. Ah, you are going to say, Shagwonyo, arise and shine. Pray. Mention your name and command yourself to arise and shine. Father, let me arise and shine. My children, Joseph, Peter, Paul, and Philip, you must arise and shine. My wife must arise and shine. Open your mouth and pray. It's your personal prayer. Your glory must arise. You must be celebrated. Open your mouth and pray. Father, my glory must arise. In the name of Jesus. Open. Let your reason come. My prayer, my prayer, my prayer. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Ah. I pray for everyone here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone that has using your glory to shine, they have exchanged your glory when you are small. Tonight, you shall recover your glory back. Hey, that's why things are hard in your life. I pray for somebody here, anyone that is tampering with your glory. They messed up in the Monday, on Tuesday they leave it alone. They messed up on Wednesday, they are manipulating your glory. Today, your glory shall be recovered. In the name of Jesus, anyone that has transferred your glory to somebody else, I recover the glory back tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Every child here tonight, that one way or the other, all your children, that they have tampered with their glory, they have tampered with their brain, they have tampered with their life. Today, by the power, in the name of Jesus, with a seventh order man, their glory shall be recovered in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life.
All the days
of the Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
If you know that your glory has been delivered, I want you to get yourself ready to shout hallelujah. Don't forget, next Monday is singles prayer meeting, and we shall meet again by the grace of God on Tuesday next week for the next prayer line. So, for what the Lord has done tonight, that you have recovered all what you have done, what I was stolen from you, shout 21 powerful glory recovery. Hallelujah. Want to go?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless
you. Good night, everybody.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. God bless. Bye bye. Have a good night. Bye bye, all. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you, sir. God bless everyone.
God bless you,
woman. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pa.
God bless you, ma.
Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.